You know, I did a lot of shows with the Tams. You know, they used to come to town all the time.
Yeah.
Remember, maybe you remember Art Seaside?
Sure.
Arthur Ruth owned it.
Sure.
Over there on the Isle of Palms.
That's right.
And we'd go over there, and the Tams would put on a show. And speaking of the Tams, I mentioned to you that you go up to Buffalo, New York, and they only remember the Tams for one hit in Buffalo, which was a national hit, and it's not one that's very popular here. It was Untie Me. But I remember Dick Clark's American Bandstand called here one year, and they asked me to be on Dick Clark's Bandstand, you know, by telephone. See, they didn't want my face. No one ever wants my face. You know what I'm saying? I'm not on television.
I was going to ask you if you ever did any television.
No, they said I had a face for radio, so go for it. So we did it by telephone, and they asked me in preparation for it. They said, now Dick's going to ask you what your favorite oldie is. You tell him what your favorite oldie is, and he's going to play it. So you have to let us know what it is beforehand.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, the big oldie here, my favorite and the favorite of everybody in Charleston is the Tam singing I've Been Hurt. And they said, what? And I said, the Tams, and I've Been Hurt. They said, okay, and they wrote it down. They called back about 2 days later in preparation for the show again. They said, pick another oldie. Dick Clark never heard of the Tams. Can you believe that? I'll tell you what, it just shocked me. I said, yeah. I must be in my own little world here, you know.
Oh, yeah. Let's get to the phones, Rook. How about the 800 line, Madeline? I've been hanging on a good while. Hi, who's this?
This is Winston, Dan.
Hey, Winston.
We had the Tams at our 25th wedding, the 25th class reunion.
Yeah.
And two or three of those guys are in pretty bad shape, but you still, man, they still sound great. But y'all were talking about mugs, and I wanted Booby to know that right next to my Desert Storm and the other mug, I've got a mug with Booby's picture on it.
Whoa!
Do you remember that one, Booby?
And you haven't had breakfast since, have you?
No, I've got it up there in the thing with the rest of my collector's mugs.
Well, my goodness gracious. Some people will just collect anything.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it scares the roaches away, Booby.
How old are you?
46.
My goodness. And you listened when I was on TMA back
then? Yes, sir. Do you remember? I also bowl with you, too. You still bowling?
I gave it up for the summer, but yeah, I call it bowling. It's been called many things.
Well,
but
I gave up playing golf and started bowling. I don't lose near as many balls.
Yeah.
I bet. Y'all take care. Welcome.
Hey, Winston, thanks for the call. Hi, good morning. You're on TMA Talk Radio. Who's this?
Arch.
Hey, Arch.
How you doing, Dan?
Fine.
Hey, I wanted to mention a call that Booby made years ago when he was there in Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
I was driving into the city on the interstate listening to his program, and all of a sudden he cut in and said, okay, folks, it's raining in Charleston. Everybody get under Dolly Parton.
I remember that.
Did you do that?
Oh, yeah, I did.
I have never forgotten that thing. Every time I see Dolly Parton, I think of it. Welcome back,
Louis. Okay. I don't know whether to apologize for that or not. Thank you. Yeah, I remember that. And in fact, shortly after that, I got a chance to meet Dolly Parton. And she's really a wonderful, really gracious lady. And big.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. Go ahead and clear that line, Madeline, the woman with the green on. You actually came on the air and said...
Yeah, I said it's raining outside. It's raining heavy. So let's everybody get under Dolly Parton. That's I don't know what made me say that. Those are one of those spare the moment.
Anybody with a name like Booby could get away with that.
Oh, sure you could. Sure you could. They feel sorry for me.
Hi, good morning. You're on TMA Talk Radio.
Good morning, Dan and Boob. It's good to talk to y'all.
Thanks, sir.
I don't know if you remember or not, but back in, I don't know, I was 15 or 16 years old. It was 59 or 60. And if you didn't listen to TMA back then, you just weren't right. I mean, there's something wrong with your brain. But they played a song one night. It was about 10 or 11 o'clock at night. And they played the song like 60 times in a row. And I forgot what it was. It might have been one of the old Dale Shannon hits or something. But they played the song over and over and over again. And it got to be a real joke. I mean, it never happened but that one time. But it was hilarious. And I remember thinking about that. Right after that happened, the payola scandal came out. I don't know if y'all remember that or not, but even the famous Dick Clark was involved in the payola for playing records for certain people and so forth.
Bob, do you remember an incident like that where the station would have played the same song?
Well,
over?
I wasn't here, but we were doing it everywhere. For many reasons, you would do that. First of all, to cause controversy. If the ratings were going down, you would do something wild, usually accompanied with playing a record 60 times. the guy would lock himself in the control room and tell management he's going to keep playing that record till he gets a raise, you know, and people would start talking.
Yeah.
About, it was all kinds of gimmicks like that. I don't think playing it 60 times had anything to do with payola. But
I didn't mean to infer that.
Okay, but speaking of payola, before it was named payola, seemed very innocent. All you were doing was business.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't being really paid to play a certain record, but they would enhance, take you out to dinner. Well, the payola in Charleston was, we take you out to dinner, we'll take you out to a few nightclubs, and we'll just treat you real good. And because we did, we'd show them special favors by playing the record a little more, putting it in a better rotation so that you would hear it more. But we never, it was an innocent thing. I think payola originally was an innocent thing.
Yeah.
Boob, it's great to talk to you, particularly you spoke to my Rotary Club a couple years ago up in North Charleston, and I hope you continue to do as well now as you were then.
And I still got your golden ruler. Thank you very much.
Right. There you go. Thanks a lot. Enjoyed
it. Have a good day today. Thanks. Stay out of trouble.
Things have really gone better up. You know, I did some speaking things while I was still in radio, and I got things like golden rulers and that. And
no, speaking
things
of...
Things haven't gotten better since
then. Guy brings up a point. He asks you, I hope things are going well for you. And I'm sure a lot of folks out there are wondering now, what is Uncle Boobie Nash doing nowadays?
Well, a lot of people say, I don't know what I'm doing, but I do know what I'm doing. Well, what happened is I was getting ready to retire out of radio. I wanted to do that, and I had what some people would call a religious experience, except that I don't care for religion. I stomp it out whenever I see it. Religion is a set of rules and regulations. But what really happened to me, Dan, and without going into much detail, but and not to sound religious to some people, but I had an experience with Jesus Christ. I had an experience with God. It really changed my life. I stayed in radio for 5 years after that. I didn't go bananas and say, well, now I'm gonna do this. God's called me. But God did call me. He interrupted me. It wasn't no religious organization that came into my life. I've always had a thing towards God, and so he interrupted my life, informed me of what he wanted me to do, and I said, well, I'll just go wait the time until you tell me to do it. And so what I'm doing now is pastoring a church. It's an independent church, but it's a Christian church. And we're not so independent. We belong to a large group worldwide. And I'm just pastoring a church trying to show people how they can have life-changing experiences with God. And in this world that we're in now, people need their life. You know, you have alcoholics. As you said, if you find somebody who's been married more than 5 years, congratulate them. Well, there's a reason for that, and it's not us. There is evil in the world, and you can have a life-changing experience. You can get back and start enjoying life again. We got teenagers killing themselves. We're playing music, Build Me Up, Buttercup, innocent songs, and we're always building up and keeping happy. You listen to the songs today, they're about death, they're about drugs. It's depressing, and we're letting our kids listen to it. That's why I like TMA.
This is WTMA, Tiger Radio.